Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show. What an honor to be with you here today on this Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. Alex coming up in the next segment, and then we'll be hearing from him again at the bottom of the hour. And, boy, oh boy, what a time to be sitting at this desk behind this microphone as Joe Biden is going out for ice cream socials and boutique shopping sprees. I guess that's how he clears his mind as he weighs and the people behind him weigh whether or not they want to start World War III with Russia and China and then see where the pieces fall after that. Now, the good news is the American people in polls, whatever accuracy they represent, perhaps some form of accuracy, polls are saying only 15% of people want to see the U.S. get involved with a potential war or foreign entanglements with Russia and Ukraine. So that's good news. The American people don't want it. Those 15% that want it probably live in, you know, Northern Virginia, D.C. area. We know who. They want to remodel their homes. And then maybe just some crazed neocons and just some crazed brainwashed liberals who think, if Biden dropped trowel and took a dump at the ice cream parlor, it'd be a good thing. So anything he does would be good. But most Americans don't want anything to do with Russia or Ukraine. It's just the Great Reset. It's just the corrupt American regime that, A, needs a distraction from the disaster that is the Biden administration, a distraction from all the information coming out on the vaccine injuries, and a distraction from the disaster that has been the COVID response. So that's the big news story for today that we're going to be covering. But I've got a ton of news that we're going to cover and great guests coming up. But, you know, here's the situation that we're in. And it's a hard reality to accept. And this is why most people don't want to accept it, because it requires you to take some form of a survival mechanism response. That is, if you want to have a future, if you want to have a prosperous future, if you want your future generations of lineage to even exist. And so here's the analogy. Well, let's just start with this, and then we'll do the analogy. Just take COVID as an example. Just take COVID as the scenario. We know that Western interests like Anthony Fauci knew and took part in what was going on in the Wuhan Institute of Virology to make biological weapons for the Chinese Communist Army that then escaped the lab, most likely intentionally. That's what the evidence would support. Intentionally, they released it. But either way, they then covered it up so that you wouldn't know about it, and that they wouldn't be held responsible. Now, you just think about how evil that is. You just think about how evil that is. As if it's not evil enough to make bioweapons with the Chinese Communist military, but to then cover it up, make it worse, and then make that crisis into your power grab is totally evil. So imagine, you're walking through the woods on a hike, and you see a bear kind of foraging around, maybe eating some berries. Doesn't look too threatening. It looks like it doesn't really have any interest in you. It's just kind of eating these berries or whatever. It doesn't have its kids with it. And you're like, okay, you know what? I'm a little afraid of that bear, but it doesn't look like it's going to come after me right now and eat me. So I'm just going to kind of go my other way and not panic. But you see a bear, and let's say it's got the group of hikers in front of you, and it's ripping them apart, and it's protecting its kids. Well, you know that bear is in a bad way, and you got to get the hell away from that bear. So we're not dealing with a nice quiet bear foraging for berries. We're dealing with a bear that's ripping the hikers in front of us apart. And it's time to be serious with a response to that.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them. That would be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
January 26th, 2022, you're listening to another edition of the Censored, Attacked, Lied About, Demonized, Feared by Tyrants edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder will be taking over in minutes. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play a clip from the Kennedy Center 10 months ago, last year, that has just now surfaced and begun to go viral on Instagram and Twitter. It's Klaus Schwab, head of the Bilderberg Group, and the front man for the global crime syndicate known as the New World Order. The Russians call it the Anglo-American establishment because that's what Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, called it, and that's what they call themselves privately. It has nothing to do with the fact that Anglo is the term for white people. It goes back to a combine that basically created William the Conqueror 1,000 years ago and the current power structures and empires of the world. And the reason I harp on this continually is if you don't understand the different power players and how these rifts and how these fissures go back thousands of years and the black nobility of what is Italy today, and you don't understand China and the Qin and legalism, but you don't understand why the world operates the way it does. But this is a big deal. He goes further than he's ever gone, admitting the criminal takeover of society and, quote, penetrating our governments and taking them over from within. So it's not just on the Davos Group's own website. It's not just on their Wikipedia page, edited by their people, that we are capturing your governments for your own good, removing control of the people and giving it to special stakeholders. That's a quote. He says it at the Kennedy Center with David Gergen. We have it coming out of his filthy, demonic, evil pie hole. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just pure arrogance. They are hiding this illegal garbage right out in the open. And we are so close to a tipping point where this becomes mainstream knowledge. Joe Rogan's talking about it. Tucker Carlson's talking about it now. And they're bellwethers of the tipping point. And so we're so close. That is coming up. Bottom of the hour, as I said, and then Owen takes over the rest of the transmission. He's got so much to cover. He's done such a great job. Well, I've been here camping in the woods, having a great time with my family, looking at the stars and roasting hot dogs and cutting firewood. We've been listening over the audio app, and the crew's been doing an amazing job, and so the guests and knowing everybody, so I want to salute everybody. I'm going to take a few days off here, but I can't keep from reading all the news on InfoWars.com and watching some of the videos because this is just such an incredible time to be alive. Here's the other giant news, obviously. Huge seismic victory, but it had to happen, or we truly are in the end of the Republic. And that is even the corrupt, compromised partially, not all of them, but part of them, Supreme Court said no to the mandates, the forced vaccine mandates of the businesses. And now even OSHA, as of yesterday, has withdrawn that garbage. And remember what happened 6 months ago when the CDC was saying they basically control all rents and properties in the U.S. under emergency powers. Well, it took the Supreme Court saying no to that. So it's good that the Supreme Court is doing the right thing, but it's doing it very, very narrowly. And that's what ought to really concern everybody, that outrageous stuff like this is being tried to see if the globalists can get away with it through their puppet Biden. Doesn't matter how unpopular it is. Doesn't matter if it hurts the credit and faith that people have in the U.S. government, because the globalists actually want that in the end. They carry out the criminal activity through their puppets. We then blame American institutions. Trust begins to falter even further, and civilization and society falls apart. Now, let's be clear. I don't want to trust institutions. I don't want to follow all their orders, but I don't want to destroy those institutions. I want to keep those institutions constitutional. And so, yeah, our government's got a long history of problems, and it's certainly corrupt. It needs to be reformed. But the globalists are trying to make it hyper-corrupt and hyper-oppressive to, again, cause a cloud and heaven collapse of society. And we certainly do not want that, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got that huge piece of news. We also have NATO just a few days ago threatening military action. And a few months ago, all the threats of preemptive nuclear war against Russia. Now NATO has said no military options on the table and has at least de-escalated from its previous escalation, threatening Russia, that precipitated Russia escalating its massing of troops on its borders with Poland and with Ukraine and other areas. So that is some more really, really good news. The bad news is the globalists are accelerating the devaluation of major currencies. They're using the money up front to buy up infrastructure and patents and companies and everything else you can imagine in raw land, while leaving us with the bill and the inflation and the devaluation of our currencies and the taxes and the debt. And so, yes, a lot of good things are happening, but also a lot of grim things are happening. And all the globalist-controlled cities of the world, where the alumni, the Bilderberg Group, Davos Group, are in control, they are not backing off. They are, again, ramping up everything they're doing. So Owen is about to take over here in a moment. I am cutting a special report right now that we're going to air at the bottom of the hour, tying Davos Group into Skull and Bones, into Bilderberg, into the Kennedy Center, and so much more. So look for that at the bottom of the hour. Please do not forget, we cannot run this operation and we cannot stay on air without your support. You see how they're shutting OAN down basically right now, strangling them. They're going after Newsmax. And those are good organizations overall, but not one-tenth as hardcore as we are. That's why we're the tip of the spear, and that's why you can't take these institutions for granted. You should support OAN. You should support Newsmax. You should share the links to it in the articles, but you should also redouble your efforts to share the links and articles from Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Bandai Video, because if you don't, nobody will, and people are now more ready to hear the truth and wake up than ever before. So please remember to tell folks, InfoWars lives, and the truth the system doesn't want you to see is alive now, right now, and send them articles and video links and live show links, or take our stuff and post it on your own site to get around censors and share that. The site right now to share that gets around the censors is futurenews.news, futurenews.news. And yes, get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have to end the sale on Monday, maximum Tuesday, because we are going to end up selling out of Brainforce Plus, our great nootropic, at 40% off. We have the amazing whole food vitamin system and our great 1,100% daily allowance of organic vitamin C with zinc and rose hips, the turbocharge for your immune system and body. That's 40% off. All those sales are going to have to end on this Monday. So please take advantage of those. Defend your body and your family's bodies and immune systems while keeping us on the air as well, ladies and gentlemen. But so many other huge developments. Owen's going to be covering them next segment. Then I've got this huge Klaus Schwab report, and then Owen will broadcast for the balance of the Alex Jones Show today. And he will do that tomorrow as well, but I'll be back in the afternoon filing reports. We've got a lot to fight for, folks, our families, our future, and God's watching. So, again, I salute you all and thank you all for tuning in. Just remember, the last part about sharing the articles and the videos is tell the people you give it to that if they find it informative and helpful, for them to share it and for them to tell those they give it to share it and vice versa, and then we're unstoppable together, triggering the chain reaction. Infowars.com. The front line of the fight for human destiny. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has announced his retirement. He is the oldest serving Supreme Court Justice at 83 years old. He was obviously a left-leaning, liberal-leaning Supreme Court Justice appointed by Bill Clinton. And so he is on his way out. Boy, oh boy. Now, what, or rather, who, or maybe rather what, is Joe Biden going to appoint as the next Supreme Court Justice? Could you imagine? Would he be so bold as to nominate Merrick Garland? I don't think so. I don't think that would get the votes needed for approval, just given on how partisan, how much of a partisan hack he has been as the attorney general, and how he clearly has blood in his eyes going after Trump supporters. So I know that that'll probably be a concern for many, but I don't think that's where this is going to go. However, you know Biden is going to look for the most radical leftist he can find that could clear the Congress for approval to get onto the Supreme Court. Obviously, when it comes down to voting, it's probably not going to be the most drastic change. Breyer and whatever radical leftist Biden appoints probably have similar decisions at the Supreme Court level. However, it's just the Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party of old. It is the radical left-wing party now, and that is going to be represented on the Supreme Court, I believe, with whoever replaces Stephen Breyer. So this news is breaking right now. But, you know, Biden is he's busy having ice cream socials, so he can't be bothered with such things at this moment. He needs to test out the 31 flavors of Baskin-Robbins, after all. It's Wednesday, January 26th. Don't you know what's Biden doing today? He's having ice cream. He's having ice cream. Oh, my gosh. Talk about embarrassing. I mean, you know, you see all of these embarrassing moments for Joe Biden, and it just gets worse and worse with every time. And by the way, it's well known. There's two things that are well known. For optics, bad guys, their publicists will tell them, for optics, go have an ice cream cone. Everybody loves ice cream. Old people, young people, black people, white people. Go out, pose for a picture with an ice cream cone. That'll help your ratings. That'll help your public image. Just go have an ice cream social. So Biden's been doing that for decades. It's also well known that dementia patients like ice cream because it kind of quells their anxiety of having the memory problems and forgetting where they're at and kind of having irrational responses to stimuli. So they go for ice cream. So, yeah, while Biden is in the process of potentially starting World War III, he's going out for ice cream socials. As the country is seeing record crime rates, the president is going for ice cream socials. I mean, if you want to even play along with the leftist narrative, what's the biggest leftist thing right now? Well, it's COVID. They're obsessed with it. Okay, well, we just had more COVID deaths last year than any other year ever, if you believe the numbers. We have more positive cases than ever. And what's Biden doing? He's having the ice cream social. That's how you distract. That's how you save your public image. So Biden gets embarrassed on the world stage, curses out a reporter, slurs and stumbles his way through his second press conference. So what do you do? What do you do when you're embarrassing yourself on the world stage? You go for an ice cream. You go for the old ice cream social. Joe Biden stops for ice cream as Russia's invasion of Ukraine remains imminent. That's what we're being told. Ukraine doesn't seem to be so panicked about it, though. But we'll get back to that. Oh, he didn't stop at the ice cream social, though. He then went on a shopping spree. Went to some nice boutiques to do some shopping. Seemed to be stuck in the kids section most of the time. Biden, while holding a Kamala Harris mug in D.C. boutique, the media found out where he was and started harassing him. And he said, if Putin invades Ukraine, it would be the largest invasion since World War II. Oh, I see. Are you trying to tell us something? Are you trying to say? Oh, I get it. You're going to blame Putin if you start World War III. No. If whatever goes on between Russia and Ukraine is going to stay between Russia and Ukraine, no one else will get involved. But if the U.S. decides to get involved, or if the U.S. decides to spur NATO to get involved, which really should be the U.S. anyway, that will lead to a larger conflict. I believe that will get China and other countries involved. So no, it wouldn't be Putin. It would be the other foreign interventions that would start that World War III. That would be a local incursion or skirmish between Russia and Ukraine. That would be it. But as soon as the U.S. or NATO get involved, everybody knows it's going to become a larger conflict, and there's going to be a new axis of power type of situation, and the pieces will fall where they may, and I don't think we're going to like where the U.S. lands in that scenario. And we don't like what's going on now. According to polls, most Americans want nothing to do with this. Only 15% of Americans support sending U.S. troops to Ukraine in the event of an invasion. Now, just to kind of go sideways off of that for a second, can you imagine, and maybe this number is true, and we just don't know it because we don't get fair representation in the media or in our government, but only 15% of Americans support getting involved in Ukraine. Imagine if only 15% of Americans supported any of the COVID nonsense that we've seen in the last, what are we in, the third year now? Imagine if it was only 15% of Americans that supported any of it. Now, that number could be accurate. How am I to even know? I would imagine most people don't like it. But when I go out now in Austin to get groceries and I see that 80 to 90% of people are wearing masks again, when just this last summer, nobody was wearing masks at the grocery store. Now they're all back wearing masks. So I guess they just do whatever they're told to do by the TV, or they're afraid of whatever the TV tells them to be afraid of. But imagine if only 15% of Americans actually wanted any of the COVID nonsense. Would we already be over it? Would we already be above it? Would our government listen to us? Would our media represent us? Well, I don't know, but you're about to find out with the Ukraine and Russia situation within the next month or two. Nobody wants to get involved in Ukraine and Russia except radical neocons and brainwashed leftists and people in Virginia that are about...
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient, multivitamin, so you absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc. And Rose Hips, number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of the supply chain breakdowns, we got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So the American people are now well aware that in recent decades, our foreign incursions, our foreign involvement, our foreign entanglements, our proxy wars, and all of it have had almost no benefit to the United States, to our citizens, and in fact have been actually a negative for us. They've cost us so much blood and treasure, and we're sick and tired of it. And so their newest attempt to get us involved in Russia has fallen flat. So now the Biden administration, which is already a complete disaster. I mean, Biden says he wants to run again. I don't know how anybody could take that seriously. The guy's approval rating is about to, I mean, I would say pretty soon it'll be below the 30% mark in almost every poll. Really? You're going to run again? You can't even string two sentences together without stammering. And now you're threatening another foreign incursion in a land far away that has absolutely no benefit to us while we have our own problems here domestically? We have our own border issues. We have, in fact, the worst border problem. I mean, nobody's even really talking about the border, except I will say Fox News made the border story their number one story all day yesterday. And I'll be covering that and telling you why. But there's nothing new there. That's just Fox News being a year behind InfoWars on what's going on at the southern border. Literally just filming all the exact stuff that we filmed a year ago. I mean, literally. It's like, hey, you could have used all of our stuff a year ago and reported the same stuff. But, hey, good. Good for Fox News for reporting it. It needs to be known what's going on in Texas. But see, you're not even allowed to go to California and film it. They have that situation locked down so strong that they don't let the media anywhere near the illegal immigration pipeline. But here in Texas, they don't have it nearly locked down as much. You can tell that they tried to do it in some of their locations where the illegal immigration pipeline is going on. And we were able to just film outside of it and get some undercover footage. But yeah, you're seeing the footage there from Fox News, which is just basically essentially the same footage we shot a year ago. But so what are you going to do if you're Biden? You've already saber-rattled and puffed out your chest to Russia and Putin like you're the big man on campus. You're going to do something. And then you realized you turned around and nobody really had your back. And Putin would obviously kick your ass, but that's just an analogy. And so what do you do? Oh, well, you go for the ice cream social. And then you back off your rhetoric a little bit. But you still have to do something. You still have to be the tough guy. You still got to be the loudest barking dog in the yard. Because you're Biden, after all. You're one of the most corrupt politicians in world history. You're not going to be shown up by Putin. You're not going to be shown up by Russia. You're Joe Biden. You make mincemeat out of other politicians with your corruption. So he has a plan, which will fail also, but he thinks he has a plan. Or the Pentagon thinks they have a plan. Or who's ever running the show, who knows, thinks they have a plan. As Pentagon backtracks on talk of Russian invasion, Putin responds to Biden personal sanctions threat. So now they're saying, Biden and the Pentagon are saying, well, why don't we just attack Putin personally and let's just sanction Putin? That'll show him. Here's the problem. Vladimir Putin isn't the corrupt bastard that Joe Biden is. Vladimir Putin isn't the money-grubbing, power-hungry thief like American politicians are. And so Zero Hedge is showing the irony here that they can sanction Putin all they want. Putin is really not a wealthy man. He has an apartment and three cars. So no, he hasn't built vast wealth of hundreds of millions of dollars like American politicians have, like Democrats have, like the Bidens have, like the Clintons have, like the Bushes have. No, Putin doesn't have a history of political thievery and corruption that ends up stacking his bank accounts to infinity and beyond. So what are you going to do? You're going to go after Putin? But see, they're so delusional. They're so removed from the actual reality of anything else but themselves. They just assume that Putin is as big of a thief as they are. They just assume that, oh, let's go after Putin. We'll embarrass him on the world stage. They don't get it. You don't have the moral high ground. You don't have the backing of the citizens of this planet. We know who the corrupt politicians are. We know how politicians are making hundreds of billions of dollars, and it's not off their government salaries. So going after Putin personally, they will find out shortly, would only embarrass them further. And so I believe they'll back off of that as well. But they had to puff up their chest a little more. They had to saber rattle a little more. And every time they do that, it just is another failure for Biden and the people backing him. And this is our leadership now. Corrupt as the day is long. Now, there is some unrest happening in Ukraine right now. It's is somewhat similar to what we saw, I guess it was, what, around 2014 in the Crimea skirmishes. Ukrainians attempt to storm parliament building, and so they're upset because Zelensky has a law that makes cash registers required for all businesses. I don't know why they would have a problem with that. Seems like some Soros funding at play here, maybe some Soros manipulation at play here, just like there was in Crimea almost a decade ago now. It's hard to believe that's the case. And I remember this was before I even was fully immersed into politics. And I was kind of just starting to wet my whistle in politics, if you will. And I remember when it was the biggest story. Guys, will you find out when was the when was that situation in Crimea? I think it was 2014. And there was all kinds of Soros funding and involvement in that. And then it got so out of control, there were people getting shot. And the whole thing just kind of scuttled out after that. But so they're mad at Zelensky because he wants to make cash registers required at all businesses. So I guess he likes cash. That's a good thing. He doesn't want to be tracking your money. And then they also say that they don't like his new tax system. But, yeah, okay, there might be some legitimate cause for these protests. There might be some legitimate cause. There could be, this could be organic grassroots, or it could be just another Soros AstroTurf front to just create chaos in Ukraine to just make it a hotbed for further chaos and potentially even maybe a war. Here's Tulsi Gabbard today, or yesterday rather. The Biden administration is ready to go to war with Russia to save Ukraine's corrupt so-called democracy while destroying our own democracy here at home. Yeah, I mean, how much longer can Tulsi Gabbard claim she's a Democrat? I mean, she's clearly not a deranged anti-American lunatic, which is the standard grounds to be a Democrat these days. She's a rational, modern-day liberal that doesn't hate America and likes free speech and likes the military. That's not the trademark of a Democrat in the year 2022. So I don't know if she thinks she can reform the Democrat Party. By the way, she'll never be able to win as a Democrat because they, you know, and I was thinking about this last night, too, as Biden is just such a disaster. You Democrats don't even get real elections within your own party. I'm no Bernie Sanders fan, but he should have been the Democrat nominee in 2016 and in 2020, but the Democrats wouldn't let him. So they rigged the primaries for Hillary. And they rigged the primaries for Biden. Remember, during the debates, Biden was a racist. Biden was too old. I mean, but, oh, he somehow got the nomination, even though he lost every debate and didn't have a rally.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To this live Wednesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're about to dive into something that is of paramount importance and is an issue that I hammer home every day because it is one of the main keys of victory and destiny. We have to know who our enemies are. We have to understand who the globalists are and what their plans for us are and how they brag in hundreds of books they've written and thousands of articles that I've personally read. I'm sure there's thousands more I haven't read about how we're idiots and how we need to be depopulated and how they've taken control of society and civilization through the corporations. And if we simply identify these people and realize from their own words and deeds, because they're not boasting, that they are the authors of 90% or more of the world's problems. Now, an example of this is Klaus Schwab. He's the central example of it. If you go to the Wikipedia page, it has a link to the Davos Group with him bragging about 3 years ago, seizing control of, quote, democracies by penetrating them and infiltrating them and whining and dining and paying off young leaders, in many cases at the college level and up, by the thousands every year around the world, using intelligence agency tactics to then embed them as spies inside first local, state, and then federal governments. And then these international organizations like the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, through the Davos Group, can direct a top-down takeover by the very top of the world system, this unelected authoritarian going and recruiting and getting all the people elected and put in positions in the local, state, and national governments. This is how you capture a civilization. This is what has happened to us. And I understand our amazing audience is sitting there saying, Alex, we knew this before you were born. Or a lot of you are like, yeah, Alex, we tuned in 20 years ago. We know, we checked, we know it's true. Why are you telling us again? Because the general public still doesn't know. And I talk to top lawyers and top bank owners and top talk show hosts all the time and spend 10, 15 minutes showing them clips about Klaus Schwab and the UN and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and the Club of Rome and British intelligence and Carol Quigley and Cecil Rhodes and explaining how it all works. And boom, they wake up, they understand it, they're off and running, and then they're now out exposing it. So we've gone from almost nobody knowing about this 25 years ago to a large portion of folks getting it, and we're very, very close to identifying it and stopping it dead in its tracks. Now, a new piece of video has emerged from the Harvard Kennedy School with the globalist New World Order operative David Gergen interviewing Klaus Schwab at the Kennedy School, which is, again, one of these big globalist organizations. So you have a real Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., fighting their Great Reset agenda. And then you've got something bearing his brother's name, and it's absolutely captured by the organization, multinational group, that undoubtedly ran the murder of the man whose name they've now stolen. It's just too rich. But getting back to the video clip you're about to see, it's only a minute and 15 seconds long. We're going to link in the live show feed of InfoWars.com the full hour-long discussion, so you can go watch for yourself because there's stuff just as bad in it. But here is Klaus Schwab admitting what he says in the Wikipedia entries on television in front of a crowd of people on C-SPAN. Here he is saying that their alumni, including Angela Merkel and Vladimir Putin, oh, you didn't know that, including the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the Prime Minister of Canada, the President of France, all of them went to the Bilderberg School, the Davos Young Global Leader School. Now, obviously, anybody wanting to get powerful, anybody wanting to get ahead, wants to go be part of this feeder group. And I'm not saying everybody that's gone is evil. No, Tulsi Gabbard's went to it. Dan Crenshaw. But the point is that we should be aware of this and understand this and understand that what Klaus Schwab set up with Henry Kissinger is only a more modern model of what the British Roundtable Group started setting up in places like India 250 years ago for the British East India Company that then spread around the world. And that is these organizations and groups that go and recruit the locals and roundtable groups that are controlled by like a central agent in the middle that operate like a British intelligence operation, because it is a British intelligence operation. That's the model of it. And Carol Quigley and many others wrote books about it, as Zbigniew Brzezinski. This is not a secret in the intelligentsia. And we have to be adults and know the playbook and know what we're up against and realize these globalist would-be controllers are very evil and don't even want you to be alive. That's their ideology, is to destroy you, to enslave you and suck everything you've got out of you and then destroy you. That's why they've got to be opposed. So here's this short, extremely powerful clip. Then we're going to come back with more.
When I mention our names like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more half of this cabinet, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
That's true in Argentina as well.
It's true in Argentina, and it's true in France now. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the president, with a young global leader, but...
If you're live, we've linked to it again at InfoWars.com in the live show feed area. You can go watch this for yourself, where he's describing their alumni, not just being the prime ministers and presidents, but having the majority of the cabinets being their people and being believers in the transhumanism, world government, depopulation agenda. This is a death cult. And that's why whether it's Merkel or whether it is Macron or whether it is Leonardo DiCaprio, they're all graduates. They tell you the world's ending in 2030 because they plan to trigger events
to blame on the general public and global warming that lead to that depopulation. So that's why I'm so desperate to warn you about this. Now, let's go back to 2004, in a short clip from one of my documentaries, where we run into David Gergen on the streets of New York at the RNC and bring up Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. That is the sexual side of this, and that binds them together in the cult. So here's a few minutes from 911 martial law, and then we'll go back to Owen Schroyer on a live broadcast, and I hope you research all this yourself and share it.
While in New York, we ran into the Karl Rove of four administrations. David Gergen, top presidential advisor to Ford, Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Bill Clinton. We're talking to David Gergen, and he has advised several presidents and, of course, has written quite a few books and is a, I would call you a political pundit or researcher.
Commentary at Over the Hill, whatever.
What do you think of this circus?
Well, I haven't seen all the protests yet, but I've never seen as much security for a convention as we have here.
There's been a lot of news articles and reports saying that there's a heightened risk of terror attacks. Do you think that that's, do you think there's a chance of that? Or?
Yeah, I think it's very real danger, and you've got, it's the Madison Square Garden is sitting right, you know, basically on top of a train station, and Boston Convention was right on top of a train station. Yeah, I just have to remember that trains are very accessible, vulnerable.
Okay, one last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you. Oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, "Hey, I don't run around in the woods naked." What did that mean?
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that.
Thank you. Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Every hour of Bohemia, we thank thee for thy adjury.
I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But there's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But we have public officials.
You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything. I don't owe you this comment.
I know.
You have. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
You ever been in the ritual?
It's none of your damn business.
Oh.
Right. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.